Well, today we have a guest joining us on the phone, Emmy Sunshine, with us here this morning. She'll be performing this Sunday, November 11th, down in Greenfield at the Warren Cultural Center. Caught up with her while she's on the road. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, good. I say we caught up with you while you're on the road. That's pretty much every day, isn't it?
Yeah, it pretty much is. It's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. Emmy, talk a little bit about your experiences. How did you get started? When did you really get started and get thinking about music as possibly something you wanted to do?
So music has been in my family for as long as I could remember. My great-grandmothers were all singers. My great-grandmother, my grandmother, my dad. I'm the fourth generation of my family to be a professional singer. So I wanted to just kind of keep their legacy going and do this my own way kind of thing. I mean, I started singing when I was around 5 years old, and I started writing music when I was around 5. I started playing ukulele when I was 7, and so on and so on. So I guess it just kind of started at periodically at different times in my life growing up.
Yeah, you were probably listening to the music while you were still in Mama's belly.
You know, they actually said that my mom actually did that. She would put headphones on her belly, and she'd have me listening to music and out of kick and everything. So, yeah.
Very good. Well, let's talk about your formative period in getting your career kind of before you started. Talk a little bit about the music that you enjoyed when you were growing up and you were listening and trying to kind of figure out who you were as a performer. What did you enjoy?
Oh, yeah. I'm a very diverse performer in person, and I guess that for me, I just always kind of think that if it really sounds good and if it has a good message, and if it's something that speaks to your heart, it doesn't matter what genre it is in. It doesn't matter any of that. I mean, it matters if the song actually speaks to you. So for me, that's kind of how my music is, too. I mean, I kind of pull from all types of different genres. So growing up, I listened to a lot of Americana. I listened to a lot of folk. I listened to a lot of country. I would listen a lot to all types of music, and it just kind of contributed into the music that I sing today. So for me, I would classify myself as an Americana performer because, you know, I think that I just kind of pull from every which way.
You bet. Well, it's interesting to hear you say that because so much of, for example, popular music today, what message? There's no message. Half of the lyrics don't make sense. It's just about the sound and the beat and that kind of stuff. Can you dance to it kind of stuff? As far as a message goes, you got to dig a little deeper to find that kind of music.
Well, yeah, I can agree with that in some ways. I think that a lot of music is just about the beat and just about the melody and things like that. And for some things, that is okay. That is a good place to have that. And whoever likes that, I mean, I have some music like that I like too. I mean, I think that we need all types of music in everything that we listen to in life. I mean, I think that some days you'll need a happier song. Some days you'll need a sad song. Some days you'll need something that's upbeat and getting you ready to face the day. I mean, so for me, I think that music is a way to really just play with our emotions. So, you know, I think you just kind of have to think about it as if, you know, music is a way of life and it's something that contributes into how we feel each day.
Absolutely. Well, you got to pull from somewhere, too. Sometimes from things that maybe you wouldn't necessarily want to perform, you might pull some inspiration from.
You know, yeah, that's kind of how I got into music, too, because I used to be a very selfish writer. I would write a lot of things for myself and not really for anybody else. I mean, I really thought of it as, oh, well, I want to write about this, and I just want to write this about what I'm going through or what this person's going through. You know, I just kind of didn't really think about my fans as much in that way as if, you know, oh, they want me to write something like this for this, you know. So a lot of times I thought, well, you know, I need to start doing better about that. And a lot of people might need a happy song sometimes. And for me, I'm a performer that writes a lot of murder ballads and sadder songs. And it's just kind of been something that I've been fascinated with ever since I was a very young child. I've always loved murder ballads because, you know, I just love the Lehman Brothers and people like that who write those sad story songs that, you know, just are really haunting. So that's something I've always just been very fascinated with and interested in.
You bet.
So I guess I've been trying to now to write a few songs for my fans. You know, I want to be able to write things for them that they can relate to and things that can make them happy. So I've been writing a lot of different things, like my recent song called Big, Big World and things like that. And I'm writing inspirational songs, and I'm very excited about it. And you're supposed to be able to get out of your comfort zone, and that is very much out of my comfort zone.
Oh, very good. Can you talk a little bit about, you mentioned earlier, for example, you kind of consider your music to kind of be, oh, I guess maybe more Americana, that type of thing. Is there a performer that folks would be familiar with that, to maybe try to kind of compare you to?
Absolutely, I think so. I listen to a lot of Jason Isbell. I mean, I don't know, if I wouldn't compare myself, but he is absolutely amazing, and I love his music, and I love the lyrics that he comes up with, the things that he says. He's an amazing writer, and the melodies. I love melodies. Whenever I'm writing a song, the melody, I have to say, is very, very important to me, because I love to write something that people will not expect from me every single time that I write a song.
Sure.
So for me, I think that a lot of things that I lend to go for is more of a Americana sound, which can mean a lot of Jason Isbell, a lot of Elizabeth Cook, a lot of things like that I find interesting. You know, a lot of Loretta Lynn every now and then, you know, a lot of Dolly Parton. I mean, I consider them to have a lot of different aspects to their music that might not just be country. So for me, I think that it's just a little bit of everything. Yeah, yeah.
Well, in your business, of course, you do an awful lot of traveling. Tell folks a little bit about some of the more exciting places that you've been able to go and the shows you've been able to perform on.
Yeah, I was just recently on Steve Harvey's Little Big Shots, and that was a lot of fun. Also, I played the Grand Ole Opry about 14 times, and that's been an amazing treat. I've got to play the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, which is a very historic church and a place that a lot of amazing performers used to play. And also, I have I've opened up for Loretta Lynn. I've opened up for Willie Nelson, Tanya Tucker, a lot of different people like that. And I've been to France for Cannes Film Festival, which is for a new documentary, actually, called The King, which I'm in, which is on Amazon and also on iTunes and things like that you guys can look up. It's been pretty crazy for me because I have a lot going on, but it definitely is something that has just brought me a long way, and a lot of different things that I've gotten to do that I'm blessed for.
Do you take a little bit of advice from some of these more seasoned performers when you get a chance to visit with them a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Of course I do. If they want to give me advice, then I'll take it, because you can take advice from anybody, good or bad. I mean, it's just kind of, I think that a lot of times we need to start listening to people more than ourselves. That's one thing I've always thought, is because there's a lot of performers out there that I don't think take a lot of advice. And I feel like, as a young lady, you know, a young person, I think that if I can get any advice from anybody, I'm going to take it, because, you know, there might be something someday that can contribute into my life that Loretta said, or something that Willie Nelson said, or something that Tanya said. So for me, I listen to everything they say, and it's all those amazing performers that I've listened to and gotten to meet and that I absolutely love. So, I mean, how would I not take their advice? Loretta Lynn told me just to stay who I am and stay true to who I am. And, you know, Willie Nelson didn't say much. He just kind of got on stage. He took a picture real quick and said hi and everything, but he was in a little bit of a hurry that day. And Tanya, she is just absolutely insanely amazing. She was practically telling me that, you know, no matter what people say, you know, you just gotta fight for it. You gotta be able to, you know, really be into what you're doing. You know, you really gotta keep it going all the time. And if you don't love it anymore, don't do it. That's the whole thing. I mean, if you lose your passion, it's not gonna be as good.
Well, and she probably gives you, and she probably gives you great advice, because she started at a young age.
Oh yes, she. She's just one of the sweetest people that I've ever met in my life, and all of them were. I mean, it's just amazing that there's so many people out there with those amazing minds who create music that we've been listening to for the longest time. So
yeah.
They lay somewhere very special in my heart.
Sure. Well, the Warren Cultural Center there in Greenfield, where you'll be performing, it's a little bit more intimate place. Do you like those kind of settings?
I mean, there's different settings that we play all the time. We play for theater crowds. We play for festival crowds. We play for things like that. We play for more of a laid-back kind of singer-songwriter type of thing every now and then. So, I mean, I'm just kind of good for playing for anybody. I mean, I think that my music should be able to reach to all types of people. So I'm very excited for this. It seems to be a really good setting.
Yeah, well, and of course, you're still awful young, but your music is the type that will probably reach out spanning generations.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of something that we've noticed, is that we are able to kind of appeal to all types of different generations, and that's really awesome. We've been able to have little tiny little girls who come up to me after shows and tell me, oh my gosh, we love your music. They'll buy hair bows. They'll do all these things. Then we'll have kids come up to me my age or older and say, hey, you know, this song was really touched my heart, or this or that. And then I'll have people who are twice my age come up and say, oh my gosh, you know, we love this, this and that. And then I'll have little old ladies who come up to me and are just so sweet. So, I mean, we have a very diverse people who come to our shows, too, and we have different ages, and it's for anybody, really. It's for the young and the older generations, too. I mean, my music, I think that it's something that can appeal to a lot.
You bet. Well, if folks want to have a good time and enjoy some good music, just good family music, then check it out coming up this Sunday. That's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Emmy Sunshine performing at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. They'd love to have you come on by and enjoy the experience. Emmy, thank you so much for your time here today. Continued success to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.